Okay.
Okay, case number 10,715, Leroy R. Moyer, south of Road 277, Angola Road, west of Hollyway East, being Lot 8 and half of Lot 7, Block L, Section 2, within Angola by the Bay Development. This was a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for a dwelling. And okay. The dwelling was there, has been there since 1982. You recall this case?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the lot was split. Now they're on Lot 7.
Yes. There's a variance for the dwelling, for the side yard and rear yard, and a variance for the proposed detached or attached garage from the rear and side yard. And then also a variance. Oh, well, that will no longer be needed for the shed. Had approval from the Homeowners Association.
This is where the shed, there was never a permit for the shed, and a CO had never been issued.
The shed, no permit for the shed, but the shed will be moved.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to move the shed off because he will no longer need it, because if he's approved for the garage, the shed's no longer needed, so he'll move it.
Right.
Move it off.
And there was never a CO issued for the house?
No.
Did you say it was attached garage?
I have it here. It looks detached. But I think there is going to be attached, like a walkway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Proposed attached garage according to the minutes.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Roof over the existing walkway, mm-hmm, creating a breezeway.
But that would do.
It was built in 82.
Mm-hmm.
When they purchased the property, the dwelling was already there.
Right.
So
it was built in 1982.
Yeah, it wasn't created by them.
No. Nope.
The garage is the question.
Yep. Okay. Okay, Mr. McCabe, how do you feel on it? Question? All right. Mr. Workman, you're okay. Mr. Johnson? Mr. Mills?
Yeah.
You're not in favor. Okay. All right. And then if there's no further discussion, and if everybody's ready, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
Is this application, again, I was not here during the hearing on this matter, is it for multiple variances to also cure some of the past defects as well? Then there is also a request for a garage. Has a garage been built yet, or is this a proposed?
No, just proposed.
I would suggest maybe you want two motions, one for the variance, what's already there, and then a separate motion for the proposed use.
I don't have any problem with what's already there. Obviously, it wasn't their fault. It's necessary now to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, hasn't affected substantially adjacent neighboring properties. And it would be a minimum afforded relief. So I'd make a motion to approve the requested variances for the existing structures for case 10,715.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve a variance to allow for all the existing structures are there at this time in reference to case number 10,715. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, motion carried. The first variance approved. Now, now we'll be voting on the proposed use of it.
I guess the only problem I have with the proposed is that it's such a large garage. The request, it's not. not all of the variance requests would be necessary if it was a garage for a garage extended purpose of parking vehicles. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about 34 deep.
Okay.
Which I know if their intent was also for storage and remove the shed.
Mm-hmm. Takes up how much space to eliminate that and use extra storage for it. Just eliminate one.
Well, the rear variances are only for 6 inches, right?
Right.
Yep. Huh?
Which we just granted from the house.
Yep.
So that should not be a problem. And, you know, a 28-foot garage is not large unless you don't have a single car garage.
And they would need a 0.5-foot variance from the rear and a 4-foot variance from the side for the garage.
Right.
4 foot would make it 24 wide, tight for two cars.
Say that again.
I say to build it without the 4 foot side yard variance would mean that it would be
4 foot garage.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it would be 24 feet unless they moved it right against the house and attached, mm-hmm. you know, without a breezeway or whatever. I don't know if that can be done because I don't. There's 3 feet right there.
Mm-hmm.
And see, if you take the 3 feet on the front side, they're already 7 feet from the property line where they propose it. You move it over 3 feet, there's no variance necessary in the front.
Right.
You go with less of a garage as far as depth, and you don't need the 4 foot variance necessarily in the back.
You got to remember, he's probably leaving the garage separate from the house because of windows on that side. You know, if you put the garage up to the house, then you lose all your windows.
I think that's what he's
saying. That's something to consider.
Yeah. At the same time. Discussion. I'll entertain a motion for the variance for the proposed usage. Gentlemen, second call for a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,715. That's a minimum variance for relief. I don't really think it alters the central character of the neighborhood. I think it's a size garage you need to get two vehicles in that.
Second the motion.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve the variances for the proposed usage of case number 10,715. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, by a vote of 4-1, the case number 10,715 is approved for both variances. Okay. Okay, gentlemen. I believe that's all the business before us tonight. We have one other thing. I assume everyone got the new schedule for the agenda, meeting schedule for next year, 2011. Has everyone had a chance to look at it? Would like to know, if possible, tonight. Susan has to take it back to the scheduling.
No problem with me.
Mr. Workman?
You're going to change the one for the...
Changed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Caroline
number 12 and 19th. That takes care of the Caroline on the circle.
Fine with
me. Mr. Russ. Mr. Mills.
I'm fine with them.
Let me give us a new copy.
He's a reader. That is it.
Okay.
Is it?
Copy.
Everything is all of them All in favor?
Aye.
Everything is fine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything that we need to know or needed for you or anything at the office?
Chairman, the I want to pass to you, each of you, something. We've had, you know, it seems it's been difficult for people so far in the recent past to address the standards for granting a variance. You know, what we get is people walk up and they, you know, they say things like, you know, they read the question of that comes with the application, you know, was it created by the applicant? And some of them even say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think it's quite clear. So I put something together that for your all's perusal,
okay,
for you to look at, and might be a different way to do that.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. See what you think.
All ready?
I've seen it, and I think it's great to give out to have the applicants. It does make sense. It gives them a better understanding.
I kind of, you know, thought that what we had was confusing. So I sat down and just wrote it down or typed it out how I thought it might not be as confusing. But look it over and we can discuss it, and maybe I also shared that with our attorney, because I knew that he would legally have to make sure that everything's right with it.
Yeah.
And also the director, because that is it's more of a function of I guess the office as opposed to us, how it's presented. I know they've had problems in the past, and you know, it's difficult to have somebody man that desk all the time to make sure that, you know, people are informed. This might better.
It is. Okay. We can do it.
Talk about it next meeting.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, about it, take a look at it, and make a look about it next meeting.
Want to add or take away anything?
Sure. That takes care of that. Thank you. And Susan, you got what you need? You got what you need to take back?
To the agenda, yep. Yes. Okay. I wanted to know that.
If there's no further business to come before the board,
the date
stand.
Is that our agenda?
Yep.
Certain?
Yep. That'll be uneven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Can I have a second? Can I have a motion by Mr. McKee and a second by Mr. Hudson that the meeting be adjourned? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Meeting adjourned, subject to call. See everyone December 6th.
December 6th.
Everyone.